The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour. If you've not been watching the news or listening, there is breaking news out of New York City. A couple of hours ago, there was absolute panic in Manhattan, downtown Manhattan, and I mean absolute panic. The reason? An aircraft crashed into a high-rise building just a short distance from Times Square. When it happened, no one was sure what kind of aircraft. They weren't sure whether this was a terrorist attack. Obviously, flashbacks to 9/11 were everywhere. There was a massive response by the New York City Police and Fire Department. I mean massive, immediate response. The entire area was put on high alert. It must have been absolutely frightening for those that were there, not only for the civilians looking up and seeing smoke coming from the top of a building and realizing that it was an aircraft, but also from the first responders, the police department, the mayor's office, you name it. All right. Now we know it was a helicopter, a privately owned helicopter, that made a crash landing. At first, it was called a hard landing. It was a crash landing, hard enough that the helicopter caught fire. And firefighters had to pump water 700 feet in order to battle the blaze on top of the building. The helicopter had only the pilot. It is being reported that the pilot was killed. Sad. But no one else was there. Initial reports are that the building was not damaged severely, although they are still dealing with fuel leaking from the helicopter on top of a 50-plus story building. So that is going to be a difficult thing to deal with. The big question, that is a restricted area for all aircraft. So the big question is, did this helicopter have special permission to fly in that part of Manhattan? And at this point, we don't know. It's not being reported who owned the helicopter, who the pilot was, et cetera. All we know is that it does not in any way look like a terrorist event, just a mechanical malfunction for the helicopter, and it went down on top of a high-rise building in Manhattan. The mayor and the police commissioner are to be holding a press conference pretty soon. They were estimating that it was going to be sometime around the top of the hour. They have not had it yet. If there are more details, we'll certainly let you know. But that part of Manhattan is completely shut down. Just totally shut down. Many of the buildings around were evacuated. The building that the helicopter hit was evacuated. No injuries. And amazingly, again, this could change, but right now they're reporting that amazingly the building was not damaged severely and the fire is out. But again, imagine trying to put out a fuel fire, that's what it was, on top of a 50-plus story building in Manhattan. And preliminary reports are saying they had to pump water 700 feet in order to get the water up on top of the building. But the fire has been extinguished, and They're now dealing with leaking fuel, and that obviously will go on probably for quite some time, and that's why they have cordoned off all of the streets around it and probably will for quite some time. Anyway, that is the latest update on the helicopter crash in Manhattan. Raleigh, North Carolina. Raleigh, North Carolina is considering some abortion ordinances, and a very brave 13-year-old, Tuesday night of last week, a 13-year-old girl gave a very moving speech before the city council. Among other things, she said, again, this is the 13-year-old, "I strongly believe that abortion is murder. I also believe murder is wrong. So I'm here to ask you to make abortion illegal in Raleigh." She went on to speak of the humanity of the unborn, asked a very logical question: why is it illegal to kill children only after they exit the womb? She said, quote, "When mothers choose to slaughter their innocent babies, they already have fingerprints, noses, they can recognize their mom's voice, they can hiccup, and their heart is beating. These babies are alive. They feel being killed. It hurts them, and there's nothing they can do about it." At that point, before this, many in the crowd in the city council chambers were laughing out loud, almost hysterically, at this very brave 13-year-old girl when she said that they feel pain. She says, "These babies aren't its or fetuses. They're human beings, and they deserve to get the same human rights as any other person." When she got to that point, members of the crowd went nuts. They began yelling, shouting, screaming, making obscene gestures at this young girl. Then she was undeterred. She continued. And she said, "The question is, who will you be? The slave owner? The man nailing the whites only sign on the water fountain, Rosa Parks, or Abraham Lincoln? Who are you going to be? Make a choice. My choice is made. I'm here today standing up for what's right. I'm here today speaking for those who can't speak for themselves. Are you choosing to be the plantation worker flogging the little black child, or are you going to protest even if it costs your life like Martin Luther King Jr.?" And then members of the audience really went crazy. Police had to be called because of the shouting, the screaming, the yelling, particularly from women in the audience. Think about this. She's 13 years old. She's bravely giving a speech about what she believes concerning abortion. So here's a young woman being shouted at, screamed at by women. Police had to take at least one of the women out of the room. The city council president continued to hammer his gavel, asking for order, pleading for the crowd to be silent, reminding them that she had a constitutional right to freedom of speech, and other people could give their opinion and so forth. These pro-abortion, pro-death women would hear none of it. Yeah, can you imagine if this was the opposite and this 13-year-old was speaking about how wonderful abortion is and pro-life people in the audience began screaming, yelling, shouting? This would be nationwide news. It would be everywhere. This happened last Tuesday in Raleigh, North Carolina. I didn't see it anywhere until today. Just a reminder, it is not the conservatives, it is not people on the right who are belligerent, angry, and sometimes even violent. It doesn't give her name because she's only 13 years old, but I want to say this. May her tribe increase. Good for her. And from the news reports, The yelling, the shouting, the name-calling, the obscene gestures didn't bother her at all. She continued on with the speech that she felt in her heart. We need more young people like that. Good for her. All right, we'll be back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
What in the world are they thinking in my home state of California? Most of you know that California is bleeding people. When I was a little kid, there was this. Well, and just before I was born, just after World War II, there was this massive influx of people into California, particularly from Oklahoma, Missouri, and Arkansas. Well, all of my family's from Missouri, and they were part of that mass influx, and. I don't remember this, but my parents told me you could go out to the desert and just see this continual stream of cars with all of their earthly belongings tied to them on the hood, on the trunk, on the top of the car. And the joke was, and it was a joke, but I guess there was some truth to it. You could tell who the wealthy ones were by how many mattresses they had tied on their roof. And it was just this massive, continual flow from Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and some other states as well, into the state of California because the weather was perfect. Taxes were low. There were jobs everywhere. It was like paradise. And I've said so many times, I'm so fortunate that, you know, the time in which I grew up in California. In my teenage years, things were getting kind of bad in the area where I lived. But it was still, you know, a great place to live and so on. Well, now for many years, the far left liberals have been in control of the state. They have a stranglehold on the state. As a result, some of the highest taxes in the country, the highest gas in the country, some of the highest price houses in the country, highest rent in the country, the cost of living there is absolutely insane. It's crazy. And to answer this, they continue to raise taxes. And so more and more people are saying, hey, we can't live here anymore. We love it, but we're out of here. And it is very possible that because of the next census, it's very possible that the state of California will lose either one or two members out of the House of Representatives because that's determined by population. It'll be unprecedented. First time ever that the state of California has lost representation in the House of Representatives. They are bleeding cash. They're bleeding people. All of the major cities in California are a mess. Several times in the last two or three weeks, I've given you the deplorable state of homelessness in Los Angeles. It was an absolute crisis in San Francisco. You name it. The state is in a mess. Financially, every other way. And then we have this. California will become the first state in America to pay adults living in the country illegally to have full health benefits. As the solidly liberal bastion continues to resist the policies of Republican Donald Trump's administration. Democrats in the state legislature reached an agreement Sunday afternoon, this is yesterday, as part of a broader plan to spend $213 billion of state tax money over the next year. So get this. You come into the state of California, violate California laws, violate federal laws. You thumb your nose at the government and the laws of the country and of the state. You come in illegally, and the state of California says, we'll pay for all of your medical bills. I thought, really? How could they be this dumb? And then it gets worse. Well, some would say, well, it's only for the poor. It's only for the poor illegal aliens. Yeah. How do they consider someone poor? If they make under $150,000 a year. Yeah. If you make anything less than $150,000 a year, you are eligible to get full health insurance for $100 a month. Oh, and if you can't pay that, the state of California will pay the balance. how many times do you have to keep shooting yourself in the foot to say, you know what, that hurts. I don't think I'm going to do that anymore. I've shot off 9 of my toes. I've only got one left. Maybe now is the time to put the gun in the holster and maybe not shoot any more toes off. You would think that the state of California, but it's nuts. And I thought this was a parody. I thought they were making this up. Governor Newsom in California voted for the largest gasoline tax increase in California history. He voted for it, supported it. And then constituents in California started complaining about the price of gasoline, and he put together a state government commission to discover why gas prices are so high in California. I kid you not. I'm not making this up. How nutty. And this, obviously, this is false compassion. But the liberal left is not about facts and figures and truth. It's all about emotion and hysteria. We got to have a cause. We have to do something that makes us feel good. Now, by expanding full medical coverage to the illegals in the state of California, they're going to further bankrupt the medical system, which is already in deep trouble in California, which means more and more people in California will suffer medically, but those in the government of California will feel good because they did something. First state in America to pay adults full health benefits when you're in the country illegally. Oh, wow. Hey, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, Saudi Arabia, you know, they're one of our closest allies. But wait till you hear this story out of Saudi Arabia and what they want to do with a child that was arrested when he was 10.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.